Woo, let me tell you about Southern Holler. Deep-rooted conversation on civics and business. It offers an insightful exploration of local politics, community dynamics, and business partnerships. Each episode unravels a complex interplay between civic affairs and business ventures.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Good to be back. We enjoyed last time being with Ben, and today we're going to do a little bit differently. You know, we've had a slew of good people with us these last couple of weeks, but today we're going to take it a little easy. We've got Tom Sheldon here in the studio with us, his studio. I have to give him the credit on that. We are appreciative of him. But I wanted to kick off, and I've got Jeremiah here, and we're going to talk about some cool facts around Georgia and some of the municipalities we have around here. How you doing today, Jeremiah?
Good, sir. Good, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing good. We're making it through the week and relaxing and taking it easy.
Yeah. Who do you want to have in mind today? What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's funny you say that. So I just got back from a training in Hiawassee, Georgia, or Young Harris, excuse me, at the Hiawassee Brasstown Valley Resort. When we were talking, we were discussing different member cities. One came up and I thought it was really cool. So there's a city in the little county of Glasscock County here in Georgia. It's called Edgehill, Georgia. It was incorporated in 1939 and it is still around today. It has a whopping population of 24 people and it is tied in total area of 0.2 square miles. It's tied with Santa Claus, Georgia, which we talked about on the first episode of the show. So I thought that was kind of cool. You know, those town council meetings have to be very interesting. You know, you've got three members of the council and maybe their family in the audience, the ones that make up the population size of little old Edge Hill. So I thought that was kind of cool. When you look at population size, you look at somewhere like Atlanta, huge population compared to little old Edge Hill that's got 24 people. I just think that was interesting. I wanted to share that with the group.
There's a high percentage that somebody would be related to somebody else.
Very high percentage. You would not want to. Yes, absolutely.
Just hitting places around the South, just learning about different locations. I was made aware from my brother, Josh Outwater. He works with the fine people from Olerkin Textile Inc., fine people at OTI Dalton. Josh, Matt, Jamie, and Mary. He turned me on to Mohawk Industries. So I didn't know this.
Mohawk.
That in Calhoun, Georgia, and also in Dalton, Georgia, there are textile plants there.
Textile capital of the world.
Yep, textile capital of the world. And so when you know, somebody like Ben McDaniel comes in, or some other people that works around the state with economic development for region managers, that's part of their pitch is, you know, we're a friendly manufacturing state here in Georgia. And obviously, we're going to talk about some other states here. Just wanted to start a little bit local. Thanks for that fine tip. Looks like they employ almost 5,000 people just in the state of Georgia alone.
You know, when you go, if you go on down to Athens and you see Dalton Carpet One is the name of the store, you know, that's carpet manufacturer up there in Dalton. And so it's cool to see, you know, that part of Georgia, Northwest Georgia, has always been a huge manufacturing hub for flooring, carpet. It's amazing what has gone on there. But it's very interesting now to see, you know, what's coming in now, the diversification of manufacturing in Georgia. You know,
right,
on one half of the state, you've got carpet and flooring, that, and then now another part of the state here in Jackson County, down in Bryan County, and eventually in Bartow County, the green energy industry coming in, and then of course in South Georgia, some of the solar companies that are going down there. So it's interesting to see the diversification in manufacturing. So yeah, I think it's very, very interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up.
What was that city you were just talking about, the solar panels?
Hazelhurst. Well, Jeff Davis County in Southwest Georgia. They have a couple of large acre plots of land that have been bought up and turned into solar farms. And I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not sure. I've never seen one, and I don't know the negatives of having land taken up by solar panels, and right, I don't know the positives of that. You know, I know that it's farmland that's not being used as farmland anymore, and so, you know, crops aren't being grown, and that's not something that was there before. We'll just have to see what continues to happen with that and see what it does and what grows from that.
Reminds me of my favorite fishing line and hunting line. When you go out to your buddy in the woods or in a boat, this could be the best idea or it could be the worst idea. Let's find out.
Absolutely. There's no harm in finding out.
Well, Power teased it earlier. We have a guest today in the area in the last, I think it's been less than a year now when I met this gentleman. Mr. Tom Sheldon, obviously, is the executive producer of our show, Southern Holler.
Absolutely.
And then there are several...
The man behind the curtain.
That's right.
The man behind the curtain. Mike. If you remember Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yeah.
The great and powerful Oz, and that is what Mr. Sheldon is.
That's right. Executive produces several series on the Northeast Business Radio X at the beautiful Empower Center in Jefferson, Georgia. And we just wanted to invite him on and find out a little bit about him, some past life stuff, the stuff that he's willing to talk about.
Absolutely.
Just the business of a podcast.
Absolutely. And before we go on, if you don't mind, I just thought about this because I want it to be recognized. And I hope you don't mind me taking a little point of personal privilege, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
And you, Tom, I hope you don't mind either. But I wanted to recognize there's a lady, just one of the nicest people you ever meet, and has a heart of gold, compassionate, and very passionate about what she does, Miss Lori Bell. And she has been, her and her wonderful husband have been going through a lot these last couple of weeks and almost, I think, a month now. And they gave us the good news that he was getting to come home from the hospital today. And so I just wanted to say that I think it's a great day for them. I just continue to wish the best for them because just two of the kindest people you will ever meet in your life. And I just wanted to shout them out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. A little behind the curtain. We actually had asked Lori Bell to come in. We think she's an important human being. During COVID, I watched her Lori on the Porch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Facebook series that she did and was positivity during COVID.
Absolutely.
And then she does all the things around this area. Affects a lot of people in a good way. And then Absolutely. She has she's an entrepreneur. She owns her own business. She connects with the families that support the community. So she's good people. And obviously we continue prayer and healing for her husband, Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Dave. Yep. We plan to have her on when...
Very soon.
Yeah, very soon. We're rescheduling and trying to get everybody on the same page. We're just happy that they're home.
Absolutely. But now we get to talk to the man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. Tom Sheldon, the man behind the curtain and the great and powerful Oz.
Is this where I speak?
If you'd like to.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for y'all to start passing the plate.
We can have... Ooh.
Amen.
Yeah, we got to get the church music going.
Power, I need a little privilege here as well.
Absolutely.
You know, we might have to tell Tom what to do around the mic. You have to speak into it.
Absolutely,
got to
speak into it, make sure you...
Yeah, Mike 101 was not very good, guys. You got to improve on that.
Oh, man. So Tom and I met a couple times last year. We would run to the... similar network events around Houston and Barrow and Greater Barrow. I actually came on for the first time as a interview with my company, Chubby Hippo Science.
By the way, Jackson County listeners, we're going to call y'all Greater Barrow now.
Easy. Wow. Easy. We are in the Empower Center.
There went a lot of our viewership.
Way to go.
No one clicks anymore, but... Yeah, everyone just clicked. That's everyone leaving.
Yeah, thanks, Power.
The episode.
Thanks, Power. Jefferson. Yeah, met him in Jefferson. I had the honor and privilege to come on to represent the company, Chubby Hippo Science. We had a great time. And then as things progressed, I ran for office and Power ran for office. And then we came in and did an episode and that one in the fall.
And that was great.
So Tom, what do you...
I thought he was going to say he proposed. And then I proposed, but no.
No. I'm good. I'm all set.
May 10th, 2023.
Oh, wow.
The day I met Jeremiah Outwater.
Oh, infamy. Yeah. Infamy.
There you go. Wow. You got a better memory than I do.
It's painful sometimes.
See.
And I'm twice your age.
You're making me look bad here because I remember meeting Jeremiah, but I don't remember what day it was.
Jeremiah, where was it?
Let's see. Was it at the coffee house?
No. It was across the street.
Depot?
Yeah.
Yeah, Juan's place.
Juan's place.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
We went at the depot. That's right.
They had something, coffee and conversations or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that Juan and I tasted the Kahlua in the coffee, but we had a great
Kahlua?
Time.
What?
Yeah, there was champagne and Kahlua, and Juan was new to the area.
Yes.
And it was obvious he hadn't done a lot of networking.
No.
Well, it was also the depot, which is a mixers cocktail lounge. It's a beautiful place.
It wasn't really the depot yet, though. I mean, it was trying to be the depot.
It was
trying
to
be
the infant stages of, of what it was.
They were looking for sinks at
so
that point.
So they have great coffee. There's a spread. There's local caterer people.
Well, you went to a different networking event than I did. And here's some donuts from the old Winn-Dixie.
No.
Does Winn-Dixie exist anymore?
I don't hate on them. Winn-Dixie donuts.
That would be some
old
donuts.
Those Winn-Dixie donuts are good.
That was the first company that ever hired me outside of lawn work was Winn-Dixie in Jacksonville.
Really?
I was.
There's still Winn-Dixie's in Florida. Yeah. I don't, and maybe some parts of South Georgia, maybe. But I know they're still in Florida.
You know, I cut people off for a little.
Sure, that's okay. Fine. Listen, no, that's yeah.
Do I get to shout out to cities too, or is that yeah, just a ahead. Jeremiah and a power?
No, thing? No, go ahead. What you got?
Well, I got to give props to my Jefferson, Georgia. I have to, right? Mm-hmm. I've lived there for 25 years, and I'm right. still the guy from Segway, Lilburn. I've got it. I've got to shout out Lilburn.
Absolutely.
Go Patriots. Sorry.
That's right. We keep talking about that. We I do. Keep bringing that one up.
Yeah, there. And the guy that put the words community partner on the wall behind me.
Yeah.
In beautiful Parkview High School font, if you notice. Thank you so much for that.
I don't understand this Gwinnett County rivalry then.
Well, see, Power, it was explained to me as an adult, there were two sides of Lilburn. Yes. There was a rich side and a poor side. Uh-huh. Now, as an adult, I've been told twice I grew up on the poor side of Lilburn, and they say there's bullying in school. Wait till you're an adult. It's much better.
Yeah.
So I grew up on the poor side of, also called Berkmar,
uh-huh.
and of course, Parkview is on the other side.
So that was Berkmar High School and
Parkview High School.
Parkview High School.
So, little known fact, I work for another company that started me up called Big Mouth Signs, have been servicing Parkview High School for the last 20 years.
So, that's where you got the font.
Probably.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's their default font.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all, you could have told me that.
This is going to be the last episode, unfortunately. There were creative differences.
No, our buddy Justin. Mm-hmm. Asked us about, you know, how does podcast work? Do you guys write everything down? Is there an outline? Is there a script? And I'm like, oh, God, no. This is actually how we talk. This is how Power and I talk. And then when we're in the room with Tom, the mics aren't going on. This is kind of a little bit behind the scenes. This is kind of how we sound. This is kind of how we talk.
As close as we're going to get. I always tell people, when you two are in here, the things that don't make the podcast. That is, oh, yeah,
the
wow.
The blooper's wow. real.
And Jeremiah, you weren't late. You're never late, but you were behind Power and his,
right.
her honor.
Yes.
Power's mama a couple months ago, weeks yes. ago, whatever that was. The banter going on between her honor and Power was insane. I'm about to wet myself over here.
Yeah.
You know, the yeah. mics weren't on. You weren't yeah. here yet.
Right.
It's like, oh, I should be recording this.
And you know, the unfortunate part is that happens no matter where we are.
That was not an act, I have a feeling.
It's not an act. Yeah. It's reality. And that's the way it's been all of my life. And so if anybody wants to know where I get my sense of humor from.
She would say you're a little bit hard-headed.
You know, and
that's a direct
and she
quote.
Wonder,
that's a direct
and she
quote.
Will wonder where I get it from, because between her and my grandmother, that hard-headedness flows like the River Jordan to our family.
It just flows.
It flows.
Don't talk bad about your grandma.
That's right.
I love my grandma.
Oh, I'm sure you
she's
do.
She's hard-headed.
I'm sure you do, but half this, a winder be hunting you down,
this
boy.
This woman finally allows somebody to cut her grass. If you even asked her, hey, do you want me to cut your grass? You would be threatened to be disappeared.
Wow.
Wow. So
I know she knows people. She knows mm-hmm. people.
Yeah. Well, so should we attempt to ask an interview question to the interviewer?
Oh, gosh.
We're going to see where this goes.
Yeah, we'll
it
see.
May go off the rails.
I know. I think it might
that's
already.
That's how 90% of this does.
I know. I think it's already gone.
We talked about wrestling and mixed it in with economic development last time. So yeah. we'll see how this transpires.
We'll see how this goes.
Rails. Now, this is one of those Japanese super trains that is on magnets. There are no rails. Pure magnetism. Yes. Or demagnet. I don't know. I got nothing.
So here's the softball, Tom. So you're obviously you got into the podcast world.
I'm here.
Northeast Business Radio X.
Northeast Georgia.
Georgia.
Business Radio X at the beautiful
Empower
College and Career Center of Jackson
Jeremiah,
County.
If you're going to say it now, say it right.
I know.
Well, I've got it
written it down now.
Now, I will not get into it with the hosts. Now, I recently had a gentleman in here who thought he was going to interview me on my show, and I assure you it did not turn out well.
Yeah. That's why. That's why I said, let's see how this goes.
When you run into my producer who is not here today, ask him about that, and a big smile will come on Mike's face right away.
So before this world, the world that we met you in,
yes.
What did you do before that?
I lost a bet very early in life. I grew up in the termite and pest control industry.
I hear you.
And I was crawling under homes and treating homes for termites when I was 12.
Wow.
Yeah. I grew up fast. There was no spring break in Panama for me. Mm. It was, boy, it's termite season. Get to work.
your spring break was, it was cold outside and you didn't have to worry about burning up down there.
Well, termites are swarming in April, so I was working.
There you go.
Yeah. So basically, when I was tall enough to actually run a hammer drill that would sling me through walls, I'm not kidding you.
I believe.
Yeah. I was running hammer drills, and I was so small, I was small enough, smaller than everyone else. I wasn't a grown man. Mm-hmm. I could get through a crawl space in a blink. So there you go. Child labor laws did not apply in Lilburn no. back then.
It only goes so far in the
city
state.
City was exempt. Yeah.
Who says we're poor?
Yeah. I know Dalton and Calhoun, Georgia would never do that.
No.
But only Lilburn is the exception.
Lilburn is the exception.
But, you know, the good news is I learned the industry really, really fast. Before my 19th birthday, I was a certified operator with the Georgia Department of Agriculture.
Wow.
I don't know if I was the youngest to ever do it. I bet I'm top five, if not the youngest to ever do it. Become certified. And now with the rules the way they are, you're going to be 20 something before you're a certified operator, because you have to be registered and then you have to go through the testing, blah blah blah. You're gonna be 20-21 before you can become a certified operator.
So all the stuff that Busy Bee Exterminators, our good buddy
Brandon Newsom,
they are community partners.
Yeah, community partners. It's all the stuff that he went through a year ago. You did that at what age again? 20?
12. Oh, wait, which part? I don't know what Brandon has done.
Yeah, he's
Brandon is not a certified operator, I don't think. If he is, forgive me. Brandon, forgive me if you are.
Yeah, I know he had to go through all the classes, though.
Well, you always have to go through classes. You have to keep your hours up every few years, couple years, a certified operator every 5 years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. So did you do most of the work in Lilburn, or did you guys travel outside that area?
No, we had a gigantic footprint. Well, I shouldn't say that. Pre-2000, when my parents still owned the company, the footprint was Gwinnett, not even into North Gwinnett. But now you got to think back in the late 80s, even the early 90s, driving from Lilburn to Suwannee was like a day's drive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now we do that, don't even think about
it.
Yeah,
we don't.
You turn around and be back by lunch.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, that was a day's trek. So most of our business was Lilburn, especially in the early 80s, late 70s when it was started.
That's amazing.
But Lilburn had 8 people in it back then.
Right.
Maybe nine.
You know what my favorite street name is close to Lilburn? It's actually right down to Lawrenceville, Duluth. It's called Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill.
Because I've seen the photos. It used to be dirt, horse and buggy.
Yeah.
And it had a Pleasant Hill. Literally, it was called Pleasant Hill Road.
It's better than Chicken Law. No offense to my friends on Chicken Law. I just think that's a funny name. I like Chicken Law. But yeah, no.
We're throwing out all the names out there. So you're from the Lilburn area.
Yeah.
You started in pest control, termite, and all that stuff. Didn't you go on and eventually own it?
Yeah, in 2000, I was the owner.
Yeah.
Well, I was president, became an S-Corp, but yes.
I got you. How long did you run that one?
Well, I sold it in 21.
21?
I'm not real good at math, so I'm going to say 21
That's
years.
That's okay. Your wife's an accountant.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll guess to make.
She is.
Mark Possumate.
I sold a 42-year-old company, if that's what you're asking.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what'd you do, get bored and somebody invite you into a new world?
No. Oh, I'm never bored. Even in an empty room, I'm never bored. But no, seriously, I've been doing voiceover now for over 6 years.
Okay.
Over 6 years, I guess, technically. So that bug had bit me a long time ago. I first appeared on Business Radio X in the Gwinnett studio May of 2013. So I have some history with that. And the owner, producer, whatever you want to call him down in Gwinnett, my buddy Mike Salmond.
Yep.
We were sitting around October of 21. He's like, hey, actually it was before that, I think maybe August of 21. Hey, Tom, we both live in Jackson County. Let's start a studio up there. I'm like, yeah, why not? Let's do it. And here we are.
Wow.
Yeah. But now I had been hosting, guest hosting, co-hosting in Gwinnett since about 2017.
Okay.
They just moved me around like furniture. Really cheap furniture. Yeah.
Not the nice like Adcock furniture.
No. They kept that to themselves. Yeah. Here's a couple wore out chairs. You want them for your studio? No, not really.
Not really.
Well, here you go.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Now
and
you're
table with a wobbly leg.
So Tom and I have a common interest. So I work in the graphics world.
Yes.
Vinyl graphics, digital graphics. Yes.
And I can't even draw a stick figure, so I understand.
Yeah, stay over there.
Wow.
So over there on the community partners wall, it's beautiful.
Community partner wall.
Beautiful.
Parkview font.
So I print and cut out the graphics, and then I give it to Tom. And I give the graphics to Tom, and then he applies it.
Yes.
And let me tell you, there's some letter sizes up on that wall. It's extremely, extremely small. And I even told Tom, I said, man, how I have difficult with half of those letter sizes up there. How are you getting this done so well?
Pure skill, man.
That's a wrap on part one of our interview with the man behind the curtain, our executive producer, Mr. Tom Shelton. We appreciate you, and we'll see you all in part two.